This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A class action lawsuit has been filed against St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Junction after a former nurse allegedly sexually assaulted patients. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Christopher Peter Lambrose has been a registered nurse since 2012. Lawyers say there could be potentially thousands of victims after he reportedly sedated people who were in the ICU and then sexually assaulted them. Lambrose also faces criminal charges and a sprawling investigation that goes back to at least 2016, perhaps even earlier. The class action lawsuit was filed this week in state court and has two unnamed victims who were allegedly assaulted by Lambrose when they were patients there this summer. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver's hiring 100 short-term workers to staff emergency migrant shelters. The arrival of hundreds of migrants from the southern U.S. border over the past few weeks has strained Denver's existing shelter services and other resources. Assistants will check in guests, serve meals, and more. The position pays $25 per hour. The gig is expected to end in March, but is contingent on needs and funding. It's officially winter in Colorado this afternoon. The winter solstice begins at 2:48 Mountain Time. That means this is the shortest day and the longest night of the year. John Keller leads CU's Fisk Planetarium in Boulder.
It's the most southerly position that the sun will be in during the year. The sun is so low to the southern horizon that it does not stay up in the sky for as much time as it does during the summer months.
Stay warm, and remember, spring arrives on March 20th. This is CPR News and KRCC.